Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
What up?
Oh, we might have an NBA champ by the time this day is over.
You betting that?
Oof.
You better not bet that with me.
Yeah.
Let's go. Bet it.
Will the day be over, though?
Yeah, that's right. They can't get it in by 11:59.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Will it get it in by 11:59?
I don't think so.
Oh, it's going to be close.
Because it starts at 9.
Uh-huh. Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's going to really start at 9:15.
There you go.
And then depending on whether or not they're the
overtime,
the officials, and arguing and timeouts. And
no, I don't think they will get it in. You're right. They'll crown a champion either early tomorrow morning or we're going to have to wait a few more days.
It's early tomorrow morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Just past midnight.
You betting that? Come on, man. You up here talking.
Are we going to have a champion? The question is, are we going to have a champion when this show starts tomorrow?
There you go.
Bet it, Max.
Well, I originally took the Warriors in 6.
And then you changed it.
I changed it to Warriors in 7. So I got us now. I'm staying with 7.
I see here on the paper it says Max. Yeah, Warriors game 6.
Yeah, I changed it.
I
pulled a J.
Okay. Nah, that's what it's called.
I pulled a J, Will.
Even though people have been doing it in this industry for 100 years.
You're not allowed to change your mind ever or adjust to the facts. Key, you still got him in 6, right? You got the Warriors tonight?
I don't blow like the wind, man. You know me. I don't do that.
Yeah.
Because people got receipts. And then you get guys like called the other day about Jay on our show about Jay is flip-flopping back and forth about everything. He'll go all the way back to when Jay was on College Game Day doing something and say, look, you said this back in 1999.
You know, he's going to change his name to Jay Willie or won't he? Are you going to stay
corny,
on your...
That was such
yeah,
a corny
well,
joke.
I tried. Sometimes you got to take a shot.
You swung for it, though.
I did. I swung for it. So...
Jay Will, Jay Won't. We used to have that, though, right?
Jay Will, Jay Won't?
Didn't we have that?
We had, like, a segment like that.
Yeah, that was a segment.
Yeah, before my time, I think.
Betting segment, but then Jay kept changing all his picks.
No. You just stopped keeping track of my bets. I was winning money.
People, you
weren't really into betting, you know?
Yeah.
But now it's my fault. See, this is what happens on
Jay
this show.
Jay got 2 tickets there. No matter what happens, he shows up. Look, I won money.
Speaking of betting, the Celtics are favored tonight.
Ooh, what's the spread, Evan?
It was 3.5. Got to see what it is now.
So here's Clay on the difficulty of closing out a series. They're on the road. Listen to this.
It is very hard to close out a series, and this is a very good team, and we know they're going to play with a sense of desperation. So for us to match that or exceed that, it's going to take the most effort we've had to give all year.
So look, man, I firmly believe this. If Steph is able to have a big game tonight and they secure the world championship on the road in TD Garden, which in my opinion is the most intimidating, best home court advantage in basketball. Now, that's not going to be reflective in their postseason record, right, in Boston. But that fan base, the crazy things that are being said.
You played in Boston.
I played in Boston, played games in Boston. I get it. Not even playoff games. I've experienced playoff games as a fan watching Paul Pierce, KG, and Ray Allen back in the day. And I was like, yo, I couldn't hear myself think leaving that arena. If they're able to win that tonight, considering they haven't won a closing game scenario on the road throughout this entire postseason this year, I think that means something even bigger for Steph's legacy. Like it adds to it. For me, because that environment tonight is going to be off the chains. They're back against the wall. And by the way, Steph is averaging 30 points per game in this postseason. But at TD Garden, he's averaging 37 points per game on 54% shooting from the field and 52% shooting from the three-point line. So if he's able to take that up a notch, that's going to be something different. We might be having a completely different conversation about Steph Curry tomorrow if he's able to elevate that performance and win it on the road.
Yeah, coming off game 5, and the conversation is he didn't play so well, they won. But if he goes into a hostile environment, and Jay's been in that venue and played in that venue, so he knows what to expect. And I'm sure Steph and those guys know what to expect as well because they're there right now. In order to quiet crowds in situations like this, you've got to stick it to them early. to calm them down. If you let them get going and all of a sudden you're down 20-6 and they're going crazy, now the thing just ratchets up, you want to make sure that you keep them nice and quiet.
Take the crowd out.
You got to take them out immediately. You have to get rid of them immediately, because if you get rid of them immediately, then they lose all hope. But if you let them hang around and play around with them, you can wind up having to go back to chase, which isn't a bad thing.
And but you don't want that crowd as a six man
rather,
to come. Yeah.
I've had the feeling of flying back from somewhere, losing in a championship game, in an AFC title game, from Denver to New York. I had that feeling. I know what that felt like. But I also had the feeling of closing it out in Philadelphia, flying to Tampa to the Super Bowl in that celebration on the plane. So that's what you want to be able to do if you are Golden State.
He's talking about snatching your opponent's fan base's soul when that place is dead quiet. After all, and here's an underlying thing that we talk about as athletes, NBA guys, right? There's been a history of a lot of NBA guys, you can look it up, that have said a lot of bad things about Boston's fan base as it relates to playing in Boston, right?
Yeah.
Like about racist things. That, and I know Boston fans don't want to hear that, and I'm not saying any of that's going to happen tonight. But knowing all that, if you are able to close it out in Boston to shut those fans up, that gives you.
I'm sure there are going to be some zingers flying around.
Zingers.
Of course. I mean,
it ain't
going to
be rated G.
Why would you change now when your team needs you?
That's not all Boston fans. There are.
No, of course not. Yeah. It's never all anything world. I mean, it's just.
But there are enough of them. The zingers are going to get. Look, I agree with you, Jay. I have focused a lot on, you know, the downside for Steph. There's an enormous.
Shocking.
There's an enormous upside. And I've also talked about that, but let's focus on the upside here in game 6, because the downside would be in game 7 if there is one, right? Also upside there. If Steph has a big performance in the environment you guys just described, in a closeout game, in a 50-50 type series against the best defense in the league, when he's coming off a poor shooting night, elevates him. Of course it does. It's a huge thing.
Even if he didn't have a great shooting night and they won,
yeah,
he'd still get the MVP trophy because of everything he did prior to that.
That's fine, by the way.
We say poor shooting night, right?
Yeah.
I mean, my man, it's worse than poor. My man's going 233 consecutive games making a three.
And he shot nine threes, didn't make one.
Zero of nine from the three-point line.
That won't happen tonight.
That won't happen tonight.
I bet any amount of money that won't happen tonight.
Amari Stoudemire predicted yesterday Steph's going for 50 tonight.
Yo, if he goes for
50. If he went for 50. Look.
If he go for 50 and Clay go for 30, do the math.
Yeah. Jordan Poole only needs like 8 points.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, if he does something like that, I agree with Key. If he doesn't have a great game, but they win and he's doing things, it's an amazing series. He gets finals MVP. He silences the critics like me, the whole thing.
Yeah, we could craft that story a lot of different ways.
If he goes for something like 40 to 50 points in a closeout game in Boston, now, Jay, I'm with you. We need to start looking at, is he a top 10 all-time player for real? But that's what I mean. Like, these moments, and athletes like you guys are like, look, you know what it took, how much work, how many times you had to be successful to get to that point. So it's like one moment's not going to – but all that work, it leads up to these moments. And when you can come through in them in the biggest way, then you're Kobe Bryant, you're Magic Johnson, you're Larry, but you're one of those guys.
But has he ever, Jay, and I know Max will go back, he could have did it in 2016, blah, blah, blah. But has he ever had this stage, this moment, essentially, Jay, by himself?
I mean, they closed it out game 6 in Cleveland back in 2015. Closed it out on the road.
Yeah.
That being said, I'm taking Boston.
I'm taking
Boston tonight to cover. That being said.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. The NBA Finals are on ESPN Radio. Oh, I want to watch them, but I'm going to be in the car. We got you. ESPN Radio. Tune in for Game 6 tonight as the Celtics host the Warriors, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. Jay is going to tell you what needs to change for the Celtics in Game 6. It's not just about the fourth quarter.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
This show never ends because there's a text chain in the show that goes all day, 24 hours. Any time of day I look at my phone, I got 63 new texts. I don't even know where it all starts. But yesterday, so Key, you can maybe could tell me because I didn't see the beginning of it, I saw an argument about what's better, 0 degrees or 100 degrees.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What was that? That was Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on ESPN Wisconsin asking that question,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they posed that question amongst each other, and it came to us, obviously. And is it would you rather be at 100 degrees, the heat,
yeah,
or zero temperature, freezing cold? Who
is that a trick question?
I got a question, though. Like, what kind of heat are we talking about? Like, are we talking about, like, south heat, like where the humidity is like 95, 100 with the heat?
Or desert.
Something like dry. Desert heat.
It doesn't matter to me at all. And here's why I say that. And I said it yesterday on the text chain. You don't see anybody leaving California, Florida, Arizona, Texas to run to Canada.
Yeah.
I'm
retiring to the North Pole next year.
They don't do that.
No.
No one leaves those places. Especially in the winter time.
It's getting a little hot here in New Mexico. I'm going to go up to Antarctica for my retirement.
In the winter time, it stays down in the 70s now. Like, Florida goes like 70s, 80. It's not at 100.
Can we get back to the 0-100? If it's a dry heat, that's like 0 degrees with no wind chill. If you want to make it humid, now I'm going to have to give you a wind chill on the 0 degrees. Guys, forget about zero. I would rather live in 100 degrees than 40 degrees. 40 is you would rather live in 100 than 40.
All this, I'm going to bundle up.
Zero.
I've bundled up. I've lived in both.
Oh, chapped lips and cracked.
Least you and I, guess what we could do, Jay? We can go get a run in the heat.
In the heat.
You ain't running, your lungs all froze. You're not running this.
Go to the beach, turn on the air conditioning. You can deal with 100 degrees.
You can't get no shots up at any park around New York City when it's 10 degrees.
I'm going to need vitamin D in my life. I can't be walking around looking like Casper.
I couldn't, but there were people on the text chain who work on this show.
Who?
Talking about they want 0 degrees over 100 degrees.
0 degrees on this show?
Everyone that's not a psycho.
What?
100 degrees is misery.
It's not 0 degrees. Dude, I can put on my board shorts, my flip-flops, and a T-shirt, and chill. It'd be fine.
It's hot. You're sweating, but let's forget about 100.
But then I'm losing weight at the same time. That's incredible.
Let's forget about zero. 40 degrees versus 100. I'll give you an extra 40 degrees. Give me 100 degrees over 40.
No
all day.
Way.
40 degrees is cold.
Why not? Why not?
Always.
Why not, James?
I am big and I am hairy, and I can put more clothes on than I can take off. Bundle me up, I'm good.
Yes, but you can't even move bundled up. You can't do anything.
I don't need.
You can't even
go outside
in that cold.
You can't do any real activities. You can't do any real activities.
The Warriors back-to-back wins. They'll take a 3-2 series lead to Boston.
It is very hard to close out a series, and this is a very good team, and we know they're going to play with a sense of desperation. So for us to match that or exceed that, it's going to take the most effort we've had to give all year.
Jason Tatum has not had one in this series. It is time to have that mark on Thursday night.
Game 6 on our home floor in front of our fans. Last game in TD Garden. Nothing more needs to be said.
Establish your dominance early, and the series can be over.
Huh. I'm hyped
down
for tonight.
With the king.
I'm hyped. It's gonna be like 8 o'clock. I'm like,
oh. Yeah. I'm gonna have a little bit of. I'm just trying to figure out how I'm gonna get mine in.
I'm gonna need some caffeine.
I gotta play double duty today.
Oh, you got NFL Live?
NFL Live, but I got leading up to NFL Live, I got to try to get it in real quick.
Get
after
the workout
work,
in?
Get it in.
You know, keep looking at the mirror when then, you do the curls?
Then I got to, leave me alone.
Why'd you skip
Then
past
I got
to
figure out, you know, at all my meetings, and you know, you yeah, do the meetings know. And
give
so.
Give me a single shot. Give me a single
then
shot.
Then all of a sudden, I got birthday dinner with my son and them tonight. Got so it. Then by the time that's over, then I got to try to figure out the game method. When my eyeballs, one isn't open and one isn't closed by
just
the
so
halftime.
You know, when Key does the workouts with the 55-pound curl, you know the person be throwing their back out while they do the curl.
Stop.
I'm like, you're going to throw your back out. Damn, what you doing?
He getting ready to try to tell me how to lift weights.
That is true. I will take the football player's word for it over the basketball player.
Why?
Lifting weights.
Why? We're lean.
The football players have to weights. Be bulk.
But you don't have to. But you just rep out. Lower weights. Rep out.
Yeah, but if you're talking about cardio, I'll listen to the basketball player. If you're talking about lean muscle mass, I'll listen to the football player.
Okay.
Right? Doesn't that make sense?
No, why? I mean, they live too. They just,
not really.
No, they just lift 85 pounds on a bench press.
Yeah. No, what? Wait. Man, see, that's the kind of disrespect we don't like. Just because we
he
don't
said
like
you
being
put 25s
hit.
On either
just
side.
We, just because we don't like being hit. No, ain't nobody doing that with 80 pounds. That's max. That's max lifting 80 pounds. That's max. Like, oh, my back.
When I was
back,
100,
just,
when I was 155 pounds, I was benching 255. It's 100 pounds over
now?
My body weight.
What are you stop talking about 30 years ago?
I wouldn't even try to put plate. No, I wouldn't put two plates on. Hell no.
Speaking of
I put
lifting,
plates and something.
Speaking
on.
Of lifting weights.
Yeah. Speaking of lifting weights.
I wonder if Jason Tatum lift more weights. Max go. What?
Yes. Excellent.
Whatever
tea,
way
Key.
To change it.
Here is Tatum on Celtics on the NBA on ESPN Radio. Listen to how he talks about his fourth quarter.
I think you know I could be better at finishing. Obviously, I think I'm shooting the ball well outside. You know the three. But finishing, playing more off 2 feet, and just being more in control, you know, attacking the rim, whether it's making a play for myself or, you know, finding an open man.
So Jason Tatum's talking about the fourth quarter, but I want to talk about the first quarter. Mm. I truly believe the way this game has to start for the Celtics, in particular Jason Tatum, is pivotal. You need to get him going early. And what I mean by that is there's a lot of onus on Ime Udoka, right? No more complaining at the refs with foul calls. Stop looking for foul calls, Jason Tatum. And also, Ime Udoka, I don't want to see ISOs for Jason Tatum to start the game, right? I get it that you want to get the right matchup, find a way to get Stephen Curry on Tatum so you can exploit that. But I'd rather see him get active in different actions, right? Pin downs, curls, run some sets to have him see the ball go in the hole. Get him to the free throw line. Let him build up a little bit of a lather than it just being him isolated at the top of the key where you have four other defenders who all their eyes are focused primarily on him. Find some easy ways, Keys. You know what I mean? Like getting some quick touches at the start of the game. Like you need to build a rhythm like that. Yeah, you have to because you need him. He has yet to have a statement-like game in these NBA Finals. And I think I know what Jaylen Brown's going to bring. Even though he didn't do it last game, but I need Jason Tatum to get a hot start.
Even though they're not, I guess, scheming game planning for him early in the game and he's getting the ISOs, is that a way to get him in a rhythm? Do they think that is the way to get him in a rhythm? That he's, you know, you ISO one-on-one, now all of a sudden I go to the cup, I knock a couple down, I feel a little bit better than the curls, the pin downs, things of that nature, because it's not an isolation. It's more of a team situation where now – I know, hey, I got four eyeballs on me, and Jason Tatum to me needs to do what he needs to do from an ISO standpoint, but also now when they go to collapse, find somebody else to kick to.
Yeah, I mean, look, obviously decision-making for him is pivotal and this team in general, right? Can't have as many turnovers. But for me, it was always about how do you ease into the game, right? So what I saw in game four was Jason Tatum not shoot the ball for the first 6 minutes of the game. First 6 minutes of the game, your superstar player has not taken a shot attempt, right? He's just passing quickly. So, hey, what are some sets, some actions to get the let him see the ball?
See, I think that's a great idea because when you ISO early, the energy is different from the rest of the team because no one's touching. Like, exactly. Only one guy's touching it. And if you don't get him shots early, that you really do need to get him going. So I hear what you're saying. It's a way to get him going with and keep energy on the team.
And it keeps the defense honest, right? Because the ball is moving from side to side. You're keeping the defense rotating. This way it's not to say we're all loading up, understanding where the play is coming from.
No, you always want to, even in football, for myself and other receivers, or running backs, whoever, want to touch the ball fast right now. Mm-hmm. And you want easy touches. I want to run a five-yard hitch. I'll do whatever afterwards. But I need to. I can't go a quarter and a half.
You're not touching.
And
it.
I'm not.
And the chains aren't.
Moving. Yeah. Give me a three-step drop. Give me a slant. Give me something. A hitch. Give me a little screen. Get me involved so that I am engaged at all times.
You know what's interesting about that? There's like, you know, if you have a bunch of stuff to do, a lot of times people think, let me take the hardest thing first, right, to get it out of the way. But actually, what they found when they looked at this is, don't do that. Take the easy, knock a couple easy things off.
Yeah.
Get yourself going. Well, don't do the thing that's going to stop you right away.
If you ever look at quarterbacks, Jay, and you watch a quarterback, we'll watch a game this year together, and I'll show you exactly what I'm talking about. A guy has a couple bad series, bad completions or whatever. Now, all of a sudden, you see them go to the quick game, nice and easy. Give him a screen. Give him this. They're not trying to push the ball down the field to get him in a rhythm, get him comfortable. You know, and that,
have a little success.
Have some success.
And by the way, if you do that, it keeps the defense honest and allows other opportunities for guys like Al Horford, because now he's had a couple of touches, Jaylen Brown, because the ball's going pop, 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 instead of the ball just going pop. Like, there's a difference in that rhythm, right?
I hope the Boston Celtics do the opposite of everything you just said. I root against Boston, and I don't want them to succeed, so I hope
but
the
we want
exact
a game,
opposite.
You don't want a game seven?
No, I want the Warriors to close it out.
Are you betting tonight? Can we come back to that?
No.
So soft.
Well, someone said Cleveland, by the way, is the best sports city in America, not Boston. In fact, Boston wasn't even in the top five. I'm going to actually defend Cleveland as the best sports town in America. I'm going to play a little devil's advocate.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
It's called a frohawk. Evan was asking me, why does my hair come to a point like this in the front?
Yeah, but from the front, Key, it's like a lineup that's not lined up.
Wait.
Wait, first off, how are Max and Evan ever going to talk about a lineup?
I never had a lineup? I just had a Caesar fade with a part on the side, in the middle, where just name it,
Okay. Now we're going down an avenue that probably is not appropriate to try to tell me about a haircut. Not a supercut, but a
barbershop. Dominican barbershop, straight razor, you know, the alcohol at the end that has you jump off your seat, like, ow, yeah, please.
See, Max, that's how it feels.
What's up?
When Key tries to build you into a narrative, he calls you, you get your hair cut at Supercuts. You got really offended. That's how I feel every time you try to tell the audience. You see, Jay, it's Stanley Cup final.
I just want you to know because you just started following hockey.
No, they're doing it again.
Like, you're used to NBA finals, but it's Stanley Cup final, and I'm glad you know that.
So when you go to Supercuts, like, what is it like?
I've never been to Supercuts.
Are you sure? Because I saw you at Supercuts.
You've been to Supercuts.
I saw you at Supercuts.
Never.
The difference is, you've been to Supercuts, it's just a different name. That's all.
No, I've never been to a brand name like that.
A beauty shop. So you never been to a hair salon.
No, I've been to a hair salon, yes.
Supercuts. Do they use a hair dryer for you? Like,
No.
Do they use scissors? Do they use actual scissors?
Scissors over comb. Scissors over comb.
That's a super.
You're not at a barbershop.
No, you're not at a barbershop.
No, I've been to barbershops. I've been to salons.
It's okay if you haven't. Yeah. It's okay if you haven't.
It depends what my hair was like at the time.
It's okay. My barbers can cut your hair.
Right.
But they don't have a clientele base.
This is a bald dude telling me about haircuts.
Hey, bro, there's no need to start shaming me because you haven't been to a barbershop.
No, but like, this is a defense mechanism. Don't have clients.
Jay, I see it kicking in.
Jay, Dominican barbershop, as I said on the clip, uptown, straight razor, lineup, you know?
Just because you know how to use the terminology doesn't mean you're actually in there, though,
Max. Oh, no, actually,
if they use scissors,
lineup.
If they use scissors, it's a super cut.
Why are you getting mad?
You grew up in Jersey. What do you know about barbershop?
Yo,
you went to super cuts.
Yeah, you kicked it in Newark, New Jersey?
Jay used to go to
Newark, New Jersey.
Jay's mom used to take him to the mall to get his hair cut.
Come to Newark and come kick it with us.
Come to the mall. You went to the mall to get your hair cut. Took out the electric clippers.
So angry. You're so angry.
If you get your hair cut in the mall.
Snip, 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 snip with the scissors, Max. It's okay.
That's right. That's right. Now I do because I have hair.
You just say you look like Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers ain't going to no barbershop.
What are y'all talking about, man?
Jay, you see Aaron Rodgers at a barbershop? No, you go to Supercuts, man. It's fine.
Let me just slow down and explain this to Jay. Jay, when you can grow hair on your head, you can grow it long and go to a barbershop.
Max,
can keep it close.
I had hair on my head for 25 years now.
I find very little evidence of that as we speak.
Oh, really? It's called Google. Look it up.
Jay, sophomore year in college.
What are you talking about haircuts for?
I don't know. How did we get on the topic?
Well, because we came
Jay doesn't like me telling everyone that I'm explaining to him hockey stuff. That's all.
Okay.
Lifelong hockey fan here. They used to call me Maxi Pucks when I grew up in Canada.
But
Jay,
just before you move on, Max, you do go to Supercuts. It's just a different name. That's all I'm telling you. It's just a different name. It's like the blind Pepsi Coca-Cola test. Mm. If I put no sign up there and somebody's cutting your hair with scissors and I take it off, it could be Supercuts or something else.
When I think of Supercuts, I think of a dude with an electric clipper trying to line you up with the clippers.
No. Supercuts is the comb that they... you don't see too many brothers in Supercuts.
Yeah.
That's where we're going with this.
Yeah, I have an observation. Yeah, why, when I say it, do you get very defensive? But when Key says it, you really engage in conversation. It's interesting.
Well, Key is not trying to make up propaganda.
he's saying you go to Supercuts.
No. If you go to a California slick.
I'm paying attention to the.
He's saying if you go to a hair salon, it's just a souped up Supercuts.
Yes, that's correct.
I have been to that kind of place many times. I've also been to the barbershop many times, depending on my hair length and the style of haircut I rock. Jay, this is not for bald people. You should not be in this conversation.
All right.
I'm so secure with my hairline and my baldness.
It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Here is Chris Mad Dog Russo, who gets his hair lined up uptown all the time.
For sure.
On why Cleveland is the number one. When I used to get my hair lined up, Chris Russo was next in line.
Mad Dog's going to the Upper East Side, for sure.
Here he is on Cleveland being the number one sports town.
It knows the kind of city it is. It's gritty. It doesn't pretend it's anything it isn't. The Cavs, they don't have a hockey, which bothers me, but still, the Cavs, the Guardians, and the Browns. 3WE in Cleveland. Pete Franklin, the founder of Sports Talk Radio. What a city this is. I lived there in a minute. Larry Nance once told me, you know what? I don't like the cold weather, but I love this town. They're in your soul.
Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. All right, so he has Cleveland as the number one sports town. He didn't mention, I think you could actually defend that, but he didn't give you the number one reason why to me. I look at the Browns fans. They lost their franchise.
Yes.
They hadn't been having much to cheer about anyway. And the fans, a grassroots organization, and the dog pound, basically,
yeah,
got so big that eventually the mayor got involved, and they got back an expansion franchise, but they got the whole history of the Browns attached to it. That's why there's a Cleveland Browns, because of those fans. To me, if you want to make an argument for Cleveland, it starts right there.
Yeah, there's a rich history with the Cleveland Browns football organization that dates all the way back to the 1940s and even beyond, right? When we know about Jim Brown, you know, we know about those guys. We also know about Mayor Motley and Bill Willis. So when you talk about the Cleveland Browns, they got something like over like 11 to a dozen guys in the Hall of Fame historically, but they've been somewhat bad in football over the last couple decades, so to speak. They haven't had that rich history. They're trying to get it back. The fans are passionate as hell. That's why when you think about the Cleveland Browns, in particular football, we can talk about the Cavs and what they did with LeBron James, but in terms of football, I don't think that there's another football fan base that they just pour out their heart
through thick and thin.
Like the Cleveland Browns.
I'm with Mad Dog on number one on Cleveland. I like that. But I can't really pay attention to the rest of the list because there's some bias in there, right? Mm. Like, how the hell do you not have Boston, like Mass? How do you not have that as one of the top five fan bases in the country? Like, and I get it.
Who are you taking out?
Well, I get it being from New York, like, right? But, like, I start looking at New York fan bases are so split. Right, same with L.A. Like so many different teams. Well, you got the Yankees, you got the Mets, you got the Nets, you got the Knicks. Like L.A.
Because it's a big enough sports market, you can have multiple teams.
Understood, but how do you not reward one of the most loyal fan bases, whose fans aren't split? Right, the Celtics,
yeah,
the Red Sox, yeah, like the Pats, like it's
the Bruins.
Mm-hmm. It's all. I don't understand how they're not.
Boston's
top five.
A great sports town. There's no two ways about it.
Yeah, they're top. They're top five.
But who are you taking out?
I'm taking Detroit out. Seriously, how is Detroit?
The Lions have been the most feudal football franchise for 60 years. Now.
The Lions can have an empty stadium.
Yeah.
At any game.
Cleveland can't have an empty stadium.
I've played in Detroit. And the stadium might have had 15,000 people in it, and 14,000 of them had bags over their face.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been in Detroit.
Yeah.
No, they had the bag. You seen the bag. Yeah, the brown paper bag.
Mostly empty, and they got bags
on it. Yeah, so I would take Detroit out of there. Yeah. New York, obviously, is New York. It's, you know, people just crazy. I don't know how to describe the New York fan base, but they're just delusional. They're kind of...
Yeah, look at Knicks fans.
All the above, yes.
All the above,
I see you every day.
Yeah, and the moment they hear something negative about... Why are you looking at me like that? The moment that they hear something negative about a New York team, their whole day, their whole week is destroyed.
Yeah.
And you say something negative about the Jets, and it may not even be negative. They just... You say, well, Zach Wilson's not really...
Might not win the Super Bowl this year.
They're done.
The sky is falling.
It's done.
Flip about New York is, even if there are some towns that are more consistently... Like Buffalo, New York, has more obsessed football fans than New York City because that's all they got, right?
But let's be honest. We're only talking about...
I'm saying there are some markets that are smaller and their whole lives revolve around the football team.
Absolutely.
Different than New York. But the one thing about New York, if you can make it here, right... If you win in New York City, different. Ticker tape parade, 2-3 million people in the streets.
I'm still living off of AFC Championship games.
I hear you.
Yeah, Key can't buy himself a meal, and he can't buy himself a drink in New
Free
York.
Free pizza last night.
Only the basketball team came through.
And so when you look at those sort of teams and towns, now when you shift to my beloved city in Los Angeles, which isn't on the list, which is, you know, if you don't really understand L.A., then, of course, it wouldn't be on the list. And Chris Russo doesn't understand L.A. What I would say is we are probably a top 9-8, 9-8, I don't know.
In L.A., you got to be good. That's the thing. You must be good.
You got to be good. Well, another thing, Jay, is, like, for instance, let's take college football. Heavy support at USC. But if we're not meeting expectations, we're going to go to the beach. We're going to the movie premiere, man.
L.A.'s, like, it's really Lakers, USC, right?
Lakers, Dodgers, or USC, depending on how they're doing.
Lakers, Dodgers, USC, Raiders.
Well, that's Vegas now, man.
No, it's still LA.
It's still LA. Raiders are in there. Rams are in there now. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of all over the map. But one of the things that you talk about, you say go to the beach. We were the only sports town, city, whatever you want to call it, that you get this now, Jay. You and I can wake up in the morning and go skiing.
Yes.
Right?
You're going to sell me on L.A.
I'm just telling you. We can wake up in the morning, we can go skiing. Take a couple hours, do our little ski deal, leave. Sun is out. We can now go tee off if we choose to do so. Or we could go walk the dog on the beach or take the wire. Hey, you go walk the dog on the beach and we'll tee off. And then we can come back and decide if we're going to the movie premiere or catch – hang out with Denzel Washington at the Laker game.
Here, Key and I have both done L.A. radio, too. I lived out there for 6 years, did L.A. radio. Key did a morning show in L.A., did an afternoon. The difference in L.A., and take this, this is why it's not top five to me. The difference in L.A. is when the teams are no good in Philly and Boston and New York, sports talk radio is still going crazy because they're mad. In L.A., if the team is no good,
don't talk about
you
it.
Know what you have to do on the radio to get people to listen? You got to stand on your head. You have to be really entertaining because they turn it off. They go do something else. You must succeed in LA to get a following.
We leave early. We come late. It's like we're up by 20. What are you going to do, Jay? Hey, let's go hang out at Spago's and get something to eat. Well, it's two more quarters. Well, we're going to win
Runyon
by 30.
Runyon Canyon and
literally, you spend all the money for the tickets and you leave early.
Yeah.
You come late, you leave early. So I can see how people would think we're not strong fan base.
Hmm.
You know?
Green Bay's in the top 10, right? Milwaukee.
Because of the Bucks and the Packers.
Their fan base is crazy loyal, man.
The whole city is built around the stadium.
Packers are a national brand. Packers travel well, like Pittsburgh, the Raiders, the Packers, the Cowboys. Those are probably the top four. Football, if we talk just specific football.
But in the town, like that's why I think of Buffalo, like Bills Mafia. In the town, because working with Marcellus, who played for the Bills, he's like, but also spent a year on the Cowboys, was in San Diego, was like the Bills, it's different Bills in Mafia. Buffalo.
Yeah. Different,
you go to cash your check. If you lost, the lady who's cashing your check is giving you the business. Like the whole town revolves
it's
around
like a college
town. The reason why I said Milwaukee, because the Bucks have been, we did the NBA Finals there last year. I'm telling you, man, doing the playoffs there in Milwaukee, was different, man. That place was crazy.
Yeah, Milwaukee. I would say Milwaukee's got to be up there.
They know everything.
Yeah, I would say Milwaukee Green Bay is in the top 10, probably somewhere around it, just off those two franchises alone.
Yeah. Yeah, the Packers have fans like the Bills have, like their whole lives revolve around the Packers, but it's a bigger town.
I'm trying to think of another. Philadelphia is huge, but they're much like, to me, they're much like New York, delusional at times. If you say something bad about...
They might be worse than New York. They might be more angry than New York and Philly.
Yeah, they might be, but it's something like New York.
I love Philly,
like,
too.
As soon as you say something that they don't like, it's a problem.
Right.
It's Alan Gates every morning on
Eagles
our show.
Eagles fans are insane. Sixers have a huge fan base, and the Phillies got a fan base. And the Flyers,
They're delusional.
They're like Boston. Philly and Boston remind me of each other that way.
To me, Philly, Boston... But Boston's always winning somewhere, so they don't. They're not as delusional.
Not as angry.
Yeah. No, not angry as
Celtics,
as
Red Sox. Yeah, Pats is a lot more championships.
As Philly fans, get really teed off.
I've been holding it together because Evan said the funniest thing. Evan, I promise you, it's the funniest thing you ever said in your life. He's looking at Mad Dog at Chris Russo, and he's like, "Yo, he looks like Balky from Perfect Strangers. Hold on, look at this picture. Look at these pictures.
Oh, he does.
We're getting mean.
Where
he
is
looks
it?
Like
he. Do we have it up?
Looks look. Like, yeah.
Oh,
because we were trying to figure out who we all looked like yesterday. It's Balky from Perfect Strangers. I never knew Mad Dog was on a hit sitcom in the 80s.
If you touch Mad Dog's hair nowadays, you'll cut your hand.
It's not going to. How? The whole can of hairspray, though.
What did Balky used to say?
It's so stiff.
Hold on. Didn't Balky have a catchphrase? What did he say on Perfect Strangers, Evan? Didn't he have a catchphrase?
He did. I can't think of the name of it. I mean, I can't think what he said, though.
Yeah. But it was like an Urkel or like, you know, he had a catchphrase.
Well, of course not. Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Don't be ridiculous. Remember that? Yeah. Don't be ridiculous. We have to have Mad Dog say, don't be ridiculous.
Well, he's ridiculous with the way he ranked his
top five.
Mad Dog,
top five.
Chris, Boston not in the top five? Don't be ridiculous.
So we all have found like our lookalikes. Like he is a combination of Denzel Washington and Larry Johnson, Grandmama. Mm-hmm. You are, who are you, Max?
Now just think of the best looking person.
You're Aaron Rodgers who goes to Supercuts?
Well, okay. Apparently, yeah.
And
I'm telling you, I got more of a young Chris Webber look.
You can't give yourself a look.
I'm just telling you.
You can't.
For my entire time when Chris Webber came onto the scene,
you look nothing like Chris Webber.
I'm just telling you.
By the way, you gave me a Jake Gyllenhaal, right?
I said like a Venice Beach Jake Gyllenhaal.
All right, I'll take it. Yeah. I'll take it.
Larry Johnson.
It's a movie star. I'll take it.
The gold cap. What the hell's wrong with you?
And you are Curtis Granderson?
I guess if you have. I mean, I guess. I'd rather be Curtis Granderson.
You're more famous than Curtis Granderson. I think you need to find someone more famous than you.
Mr. Jefferson.
Stop. I look nothing like Mr. Key just comes up with horrible.
Why is it horrible?
Why is it Mr. Jefferson?
Pull it up and look at it.
No. Like George Jefferson?
Yes.
No, that's Stephen A. is George Jefferson.
Yes. That's Stephen A.
Sherman Helmsley? Yeah, 100%. You're not George Jefferson. You're.
Key just comes up with erroneous things.
Who else did we have for Jay, though?
I don't know.
Curtis Granderson. There was another one that was a pretty good one.
Cisco?
Mm-mm.
Cisco
Dave Chappelle
back in the day.
Who was it?
It was Dave Chappelle.
Chappelle. Yeah, Chappelle more famous. Yeah. Chappelle. Look, you could do a Chappelle.
I got to stare at him a little bit more.
Hey, don't stare at me. That's
no, I'm
weird.
Talking about Dave Chappelle. To really, I don't know if he looks like Dave Chappelle.
I could see it.
Can you?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, but I could see it.
Stop, Key.
What is
you that? Are a child.
I didn't do anything.
I just someone a badass kid says. I didn't do anything.
He's like a, you know.
Here he goes.
He's got a nose like a dog. He can smell it all the way down the street.
Come on, man. Got a neck like my Goodyear tire outside. Damn. Look at that thing.
The road to the rematch is on as bantamweight champ Juliana Pena and former champ Amanda Nunes go head-to-head as coaches on the historic 30th season of The Ultimate Fighter. Stream the series now exclusively on ESPN+. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com. .com. Speaking of Cleveland.
No production.
Nope. Why do you
speaking
put your hand
of Cleveland
on your when you said it like you were waiting?
.com.
Now go.
Now go. It said, literally said, not only did Evan say it four times in my ear, he literally typed out no production. I looked right
you
at
are
it.
Anchor man. I only read off the teleprompter.
Yes. That's right. I said what?
Are you still waiting for the sound, the production?
I'm kind of still waiting for the production. Without the production, I don't know
no
what
production.
To do.
There's no production.
Is there any production?
We're
gonna need you to stretch. Production.
So here's the question, guys. We're talking about Cleveland sports. And as soon as they play production.
Cleveland sports is great. I did the deal.
Yeah, what happened yesterday?
I did the deal with them yesterday. They were at the Hall of Fame.
You spoke to the Browns yesterday, right?
Talked to the entire Browns organization, which was cool. I was on Zoom. They could see me, and I could only see a fraction of them, and just explain to them about the Forgotten First and giving them a little bit of the history of Bill Willis and Marion Motley, because a lot of guys just, you know, you just don't know about the history of the organizations that you play for. You just
they know in Jackie – the Dodgers know about Jackie Robinson in baseball. That was been obviously well-known in American
absolutely.
History.
Absolutely.
But the Forgotten First, the reason they're forgotten is people don't know.
People don't know.
Was Baker on the Zoom? I'm just curious.
You stop?
He was excused
what?
From
He's
the Zoom.
He's still part of the organization.
No,
he was excused just like Miles Garrett was excused. But it was interesting just to be able to explain to them a little bit of the history about the two guys that were signed by Paul Brown back in 1946. Mm-hmm. And just to hear some of
that's a year before Jackie Robinson.
And so also Bill Willis and Mary Motley's family was there, you know, on the stage with Bob Glauber of Newsday, who actually was my co-author on the book. And it was just, it was interesting, man, to see, to feel feel the pulse of the room. You could feel it. They were dialed in and really paying attention. And Kevin Stefanski had a few words, and it's pretty cool.
Do you think that Deshaun Watson, if and when, like, eventually he's going to play for the Browns at some point? Is it Super Bowl or bust? But over his career in Cleveland,
yes.
Is it enough for him to make it a perennial powerhouse? They make playoff runs. They win the championship game one time, get to a Super Bowl. Or does he need to win a Super Bowl for this thing to be a success?
I think he needs to make them a perennial because they hadn't been a perennial since
ever.
No, Bernie Kosar. Back in the day, they were perennial. But now, Marty Schottenheimer or something like that.
Yeah.
But now, just a perennial, just in it, beating up. Oh, they lose in the AFC Championship game. They make it to the Super Bowl. Oh, they didn't win up there in the wild card. They win the division. You know, that sort of thing.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, they don't need to. I mean, it would be nice to get a Super Bowl, clearly, but it's something about a player in an organization that gets something that they've never had before. It's almost like the Chargers. 56 years, the Chargers have been in the National Football League. They've been to the playoffs 14 times, man. Yeah.
If the Detroit Lions suddenly became a perennial powerhouse, that would be a success for them. Because the Lions never win in the playoffs, never get to the playoffs, never win. Is tonight the most important game of Steph Curry's career?
That's a great stretch.
That's next. ESPN Radio and ESPN 2.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.